The world's sixth largest economy is about to get a $20 billion boost. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. India is cutting its corporate tax rate to one of the lowest levels in Asia in a bid to revive economic growth. The news set off a rally in the Indian rupee and sent the country's benchmark stock index up more than 5%. The BBC's Saranjana Tiwari has more from the country's financial capital, Mumbai.
This is the latest in a string of appearances by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to announce efforts she hopes will spur investment and boost growth. Indian companies will now be taxed at a rate of 22% rather than 30% as long as they don't seek any other incentives or exemptions. Ms. Sitharaman also lowered tax rates for new manufacturing firms. India is a consumer-driven economy, but spending has slowed sharply. Growth is at its lowest rate in more than 6 years, and unemployment is at a 45-year high. Industry leaders have welcomed the move, saying it will not only create jobs, but will allow Indian companies to compete with international markets that have lower taxes. In Mumbai, I'm the BBC's Saranjana Tiwari for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The British pound hit a two-month high after European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he thinks the UK and the EU can reach a Brexit deal by Halloween. Elsewhere, Royal Bank of Scotland shares are up 2.5% after the company appointed Alison Rose as its new chief executive. She's the first woman to run one of Britain's four biggest banks. The Rugby World Cup is capturing sports fans' attention in the Japanese city of Yokohama. That's the sound of Fiji's team getting ready for action. The 20-nation tournament kicks off today, and it's the first time the six-week event is being held in Asia. Beyond just generating buzz, though, the games are expected to drive a big economic boost not just to the city, but the entire country. The BBC's Ramazan Kamali reports.
The Rugby Union World Cup kicks off today in Japan, and games will be played in 12 venues across the country. The hosts may be one of the many underdogs in this 20-team competition, but they're hoping to make other significant gains. Organisers are hopeful the tournament will generate not just plenty of entertainment, but also big economic benefits to the world's third largest economy. They believe that 400,000 overseas visitors will help to generate over $4 billion in revenues, and as a result will boost the country's GDP by over $2 billion. On top of all of this, the World Cup is also expected to create around 25,000 jobs. Even if Japan fails to win their home tournament, its economy should still feel like a winner. I'm the BBC's Ramzan Karmali for Marketplace.
Millions of workers and students around the globe are going on strike today in 150 countries to encourage more climate action from governments.
What do we want?
Those are protesters who gathered today in Brisbane, Australia. We've heard this week from big businesses doing more to help the environment. Tech giants Google and Amazon have announced new climate goals, and consumer goods companies, including McDonald's and Coca-Cola, have taken further steps to reduce their single-use plastics. Small businesses are also taking matters into their own hands. One company here in the UK, called the Nappy Gurus, is encouraging parents to use cloth diapers rather than disposable ones. Here's the company's founder, Laura Davies, who first got the idea while living in the US.
There's figures from the early 1990s that only 2% of parents were using reusable nappies. Some research conducted by Bambino Mio in 2017 suggested that that rose to 30% of parents, which is great. Parents are seeking out alternatives and they're thinking, oh, actually, do you know what? My bins are full of nappies. You know, a child can use easily 4,000 nappies in their lifetime.
Do you think access to cloth diapers is fairly widespread?
Certainly here in the UK, it is certainly more accessible. Some of the mainstream supermarkets are now offering reusable nappies, and the online market is booming in this industry at the moment.
And as you referred to, we've all seen the headline-grabbing stories about these massive clogs that stop up our infrastructure.
Yeah.
And aside from grease and animal fat, which are maybe the biggest culprits behind it, wet wipes, diapers, and non-disposable toilet paper were some of the other biggest culprits.
Absolutely.
So
what's
the environmental impact to switching to reusable diapers?
A family can look to reduce their carbon footprint by about 40% by using reusables. You know, you're looking at an average of 4,000 nappies. And there's a stat which is just astonishing. 6,000 tons of disposable nappies are thrown away around the world every single day, which is just, it's just absurd. And as you correctly said about the wet wipes also, the UK government are talking about putting a complete ban on disposable wet wipes because of this issue, you know, the impact that they're having on the landscape and the environment. So washable reusable wipes is something that we absolutely advocate and promote as well. And actually, we're finding a lot of parents are making the switch to washable wipes before washable diapers. It just makes a lot of sense, and you can save so much money with them as well.
I was going to say, it's interesting. It's not just the environmental impact that's driving parents to these products, but the money-saving aspect.
Absolutely, yeah. We conducted a survey and we found that about 70% of parents that are using reusable nappies and wipes stated that money saving was one of the driving forces for their decisions. You're looking at about £800 with one child, raising up to about £1,500 if you're then using those same nappies on subsequent children. So yeah, you're looking at some significant savings, and every little bit helps.
Yeah, that's quite a savings, nearly $2,000 in US terms. Laura Davies, founder of The Nappy Gurus, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Staying on the environmental theme here, finally, near all of Jamaica's coral reefs were destroyed by disasters in the 80s and 90s. That pushed tropical fish away and families dependent on seafood close to poverty. Now, though, coral gardeners are bringing reefs back to life. They're painstakingly growing immature coral on ropes in the ocean. Once they grow to be the size of a human hand, the coral are transplanted to a permanent spot on the reef. If you want to hear more, I'll tweet out a full story after the show. There are some really neat pictures there. I'm on Twitter at Victoria Craig. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.